something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, when you want God to do something for you, He doesn't step down to this world to do it. But He will give you a word. That's what you need. He will give you a word. And with that word, you can produce whatever it is you want. But you see, you have to watch out for it. You have to watch out for the word that's coming to you that's just for you. That's your rhema. Psalm 107, look at it. Psalm 107. Have you seen it? I want us to read from verse 17. I want you all to read that together from verse 17. One, two, go. Stop. It says what? Who? One more time. Fools, it says fools, because of their transgression. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Verse 18. Their soul abhorred all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. He's talking about sickness, when they get sick, and they lose appetite for food. He says they draw near unto the gates of death. Verse 19. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And He saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 20. No, He stretched His hand. Is that what He says? No. He says He sent His word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Look at verse 19. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. How? He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word. So what you need is the word. See, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible says the gospel is the power of God. What is the gospel? The gospel is God's word of salvation in Christ Jesus. So He says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That means the power of God by which He saves men is the gospel. The power of God by which He preserves man is the gospel. The power of God by which He prospers man is the gospel. The gospel of Christ. It says the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. In other words, it only works for those who believe. Praise the Lord. It doesn't work because you heard it. It works because you believed it. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. You see, God has power to build a universe. God has power to create whatever he wants to. God has power over the stars. God has power over his angels. God has power to do anything. But the power of God to save men is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You understand that? See, the gospel of Christ, that means the good news of Christ. What makes it good news? He came to save us, to bring us out of our distresses, out of our troubles, out of our sin, to make us right with God, and to give us the gift of righteousness, to make us one with himself, so we can become children of God, having the same life with him, partakers of the divine nature. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Have you seen it? I'm quoting scripture to you from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Have you seen it? Why don't you go back and look at it? Because there's something more for us to look at there. Have you seen it? It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek or Gentile. The 17th verse is, for in it, in that gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now that's very important. He says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. What do you want God to do for you? The power with which he can do that for you is in his word. So what you need is the word. What you need is God's word concerning that situation. That's what you need. If the word comes to you and you get a hold of it and act on it, it'll produce results. That's what you need. That's what you need. You know, sometimes we think we need somebody to pray for us, lay hands on us, and call heaven down on us. And maybe by the time they pray, somebody says, I want very serious prayer. I'm going through a lot of trouble. I need very serious prayer. And you know, them guys, they got together and they began to pray what they called very serious prayer. It won't change anything. See, human beings, they like to feel something, you know. If they prayed and they didn't feel something, they would think, well, maybe God didn't really answer or maybe nothing happened. So they want to pray. And they, like they say, pray heaven down. Or they say, pray until you have a breakthrough. So they pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And then as they feel better, they think, God is really answering now. We've got to add some more. So let's pray more. So they pray more. And it looks like God is really answering now. Let's pray more. I feel like we're breaking through now. So let's pray more. So they pray more and pray more. And say, oh, we're almost there. More. You know what Jesus said? He said, the heathen priests, heathen prophets, like the prophets of Baal, he said, they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Then he said, don't be like them. He said, when you pray, don't use many words. Repetitions, he said. Don't use many repetitions. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. He said, just because you're saying it many times doesn't mean God's going to hear you. He said, when you pray, do not use many repetitions like the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard because of the many words. See? Faith doesn't struggle. You get it? Faith doesn't struggle. Doesn't struggle. You don't need to struggle. Hallelujah. And you, in your prayer life, you don't need to pray heaven down, because heaven is down here. You don't need to pray down. Somebody said, I'm going through a lot of pain. I need heavy prayer. The heavy prayer will not change it. Now, maybe one time you got healed by somebody praying heaven down. You know, they prayed and prayed until you shook and you knew you were healed. Now, you're going through the same thing again. And you think that if they would come and pray that heavy prayer one more time, then the devil will shake off and you would be healed. You weren't healed because of the heavy praying. You weren't healed because you shook. You were healed because you accidentally hit the right cable. In other words, you accidentally connected when you did. And now you're thinking you want to do it accidentally one more time. It's not going to work. You have to find out how it operates. See, the kingdom of God operates on principles. The kingdom of God operates on principles. Now, when you don't understand the principles, you will suffer for a long time until you find out. Some never find out. So they have a miserable Christian life. Somebody said, before I became a Christian, everything was all right. Since I got born again, all hell broke loose. The reason hell broke loose was not because you became a Christian. It's because now that you've become a Christian, you have refused to study how to control the circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. God bless you. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, before I became a Christian, Everything was all right. Since I got born again, all hell broke loose. The reason hell broke loose was not because you became a Christian. It's because now that you've become a Christian, you have refused to study how to control the circumstances of life around you. Hallelujah. Hell has been defeated. You know that, don't you? So if it breaks loose, it can only break loose for more defeat. You see, you cannot be defeated, but you don't know it. Now, if you don't know it, you'll be saying, oh, Jesus Christ, please help me. It won't change anything. You know, sometimes you call on God, and then you call on God, and then you call on God, and then you get more serious now. You're trying to let him know that, look, you better do something now. And you say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You're trying to say, Lord, I'm going through a lot of hell. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you get a little more spiritual. Lord Jesus. And then it doesn't change. You know why? You know what the problem is? You're trying to put the responsibility on God. And he is not responsible. When you choose to discover this reality, you'll be amazed how quickly your life will change. You'll be amazed how quickly. A woman one time was in a certain church. She had been in that church for 25 years. Then she began to suffer from arthritis. She couldn't believe it. She said, why? I have served Jesus Christ in this church for 25 years. Why did Jesus allow arthritis to attack me? She said it was Jesus who allowed the arthritis to attack her. And she wasn't happy with God. She said, why, after 25 years of service, why would God let this trouble come to my body? Now, let me throw it over to you. Who was responsible? No, she thought that because she was serving God, God had the responsibility to stop arthritis from attacking her. If I take care of God's business, God ought to take care of my business. He ought to stop arthritis from coming to my body. I'm serving God. God ought to help me out. I didn't know arthritis was coming, but God knew. Why didn't he stop it? That's human thinking. That's not God's thinking. Now listen, and listen hard. See, without understanding this, you are ready to suffer for a very long time. But when you understand this, you are ready to enjoy your life for a very long time. Are you hearing me? See, this is the fact. This is the reality. You are not blessed because you're good and kind. God is not going to bless you more. Listen, hello? How many of you know Jesus already died for every one of us? Did he? He already died for every one of us. And he has made us his heirs, joint heirs with Christ already. All right. Now, do you know that God has done everything that he needed to do about our salvation? You know that. Now, the Bible tells us Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He is not working. He is sitting. That means he's done his job. He's through. Now, he's brought every one of us legally. Legally, he's brought every one of us into his kingdom. Legally, into his presence. He doesn't need to bless you more than he already has. Now, because of our use of language, a lot of us don't seem to understand that we have to speak in human terms so that people can understand us. When you start talking spiritual language at a high class, people can't understand you anymore. See? Because there are different levels. So we say, oh, God's going to bless me. Then we say, God bless you. It's a greeting and it's a blessing. All right, what blessing comes with it? Do you know what blessing comes with it? You haven't studied that far. Something comes with it, but what is it? All right. Now that you're a child of God, you cannot not be blessed. Now, I want to show you this. You cannot not be blessed. And now that you're a child of God, there's nothing too good for you. Now that you're a child of God, there is no reason why God should want to bless you any further. Why? Because everything he owns is yours. Now, watch this. Watch this. You say, so why am I not enjoying everything? That's the right question. That's why you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are you not enjoying everything then? God doesn't need to bless A more than B. Because he's got everything. God's got everything. You cannot spend God's blessings. You can't exhaustively enjoy all of God's blessings. How are you going to do it? It's too much. How much can you use before God gets broke? Come on, talk to me. Come on. How much of God can you enjoy until he gets broke and starts complaining? Somebody said, I didn't want to bother God because I felt he already had a lot of trouble. So why should I bother God with my problems? Look at you. Look at you, you hypocrite. You know why you're talking like that. You just are too lazy to pray. That's the truth. If there is a God in heaven, how could we bother him with more problems? No, I didn't want to bother God with my problems. So, who did you want to bother? Your husband, isn't it? Come on, talk to me. You didn't want to talk to God about your problems because he's got too much to deal with. And you thought about talking to a human being about your problems. You didn't want to tell God. He's too busy. But you had a human person in mind to talk to. Aren't you a hypocrite? Come on. The truth is, you're not willing to talk to God. You just don't know how. Or you're unwilling to pray. Hallelujah. Now, this is very vital. Why is life going the way it is going? If you do not know, if you do not have knowledge, I said you're going to suffer for a very long time until you discover. You suffer for a very long time. And many Christians are already suffering, and they're going to suffer for a very long time until they find out the truth. Now, when you find the truth and you got a hold of it and refuse to let it go, like the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. In other words, give whatever you will to get the truth and stay with it. Like you're here. Some of you have given up a lot to be here. Yes, because this thing, this meeting will alter the course of your life. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. But all you need is a word. A word. Say it with me. One word.
One word.
One more time. One word.
One word.
Hallelujah. You ready for it?
Yes.
Are you going to know it when it comes?
Yes.
See, as we're sharing, what he's waiting for or what he needs is not what you may need. But you're listening and you're ready. Because at that moment that it comes to you, oh, that's your freedom. That's your blessing. That's your liberty. That's what changes your life. And the other man sitting close to you may not even know what just happened. He's still waiting for his own. One word is what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Now we'll take off from where we left off. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Spirit. And in our work with God, because we're dealing with the Lordship of the Spirit, we talked about the Lordship of the Word, the Lordship of love, and the Lordship of the Spirit. How that the Holy Spirit takes dominion, gains a dominion in your...
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legum Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.